Welcome, everybody. We're here at the Georgia Songbirds in the Songbird Studio slash Garage slash
Soon to Be.
Soon to Be. Right? with Mr. Guapo Tank.
What's up, guys? My name is Guapo Tank. I am a 19-year-old artist from Atlanta, Georgia. I make music in like the pop, rap, pretty much anything, but I don't want to say that because I don't want people to get mad at me. But yeah, make pretty much all types of music, man.
Only when you put country in rap do they get kind of aggravated.
I got a little country twang to me. I'm from Tequila, so.
Yeah, everybody in Georgia does.
I know. Yeah, it's just it comes with it, you know.
It's funny. I was in Vegas on my 40th birthday. I went up there and we went and did some cars, like racing go karts.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought I was from Scotland.
Really?
And they thought I was from New York. I was like, no, I'm from the South, but that's okay. Bless your heart, sweetie.
That's hilarious.
So, tell everybody about yourself, Guapo.
Yeah. So, my name is Guapo Tank. I know I mentioned that earlier, but I've been making music probably since I was about 10, 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And here I am in Atlanta trying to make history with my team. I got Switch over here. I know y'all are going to hear that soon. I know y'all did a podcast a week or two ago, I believe.
Yep. There's two more people in front of them. I think I have to look. I know there's at least one more in front of Switch, and then he'll be out.
Cool.
I've got a Caroline Park is a lady from Canada. Her album review, and then you'll be in. I think you're after that.
Cool. Awesome, man.
So he says it acts like he's been here for a long time, but you're 18.
Yes, sir. Yeah, 19.
19 now. Right. Yeah. So yeah, I've been doing since 12. Makes like my age.
Yeah, I know. 20, well, I would say back then it wasn't really too serious. You know, mm-hmm. I was kind of more like, oh man, I'm at the lunch table, I can rap a little bit, you know? But I kind of started taking it seriously. I had to be like 14, 15.
Okay.
Kind of went on with it, man. But I started recording with GarageBand. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Yeah. I was on the phone. So I was on my iPhone and I was using the Xbox headphones, and that's how I was making my music back then. So yeah, it's been definitely been a journey for sure.
You make it however you have to. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, I've got to set up in the garage. Everybody sees I've got my PA system over there when I do like bands and stuff.
Yeah.
And I run it through the interface and I do whatever I have to make it work.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not, it's not as complicated as you making people out to be.
No, exactly. As long as you're getting it done, you're getting it done. That's how I look at it, you know.
Now, the mixing stuff is hard.
Yeah.
That's got to be done right. Because you can tell when you have a bad mix that it's, you know, your ears kind of cringe back.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, for sure. Whenever I was starting out, that was probably my biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is like I was able to put what I wanted down and I was having the beats that I wanted because I was using YouTube. But it was the sound, quality, purpose, you know what I'm saying? That's what I needed. So it was really cool, though. I got a long story ahead. Whenever I was like 15, 16, I believe, Swish, me and him are cousins. I don't know if you know that, but, yeah, we're cousins. We're kind of, our family's awesome, but we're a little weird. So we're kind of like a little apart, but, I always knew he made music and he knew I made music too, but he was doing this thing called the Flash album where he had, what was it? 19 like producers, artists, and like people in general, right? Yeah. 15, 14. 14 people, and yeah, we just all kind of came together and made a bunch of hits, and that was like the first time I was really in a live studio.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really cool for me, and ever since then we kind of just took it off from the ground, man.
Me and my cousin have done a lot of stuff together too. So we I love wrestling. We was a kid, my grandfather would take us to the wrestling matches at the Omni, and so we'd sit there and watch the live tapings, and we'd come back and we'd wrestle each other.
Oh my gosh, man.
I ran him through the screen. He ran through the screen door, and I got in trouble for it.
That sounds like me and my little brother. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was like, he knocked his teeth out. We put on a wagon.
No way.
I can't remember those wagons. We had a wagon riding a little red flyer down my grandma's driveway. Not as steep as mine, but it was like just enough to get you going.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't notice. Turn. He went straight under a car and busted his teeth.
No way.
All of his teeth. And, of course, I got in trouble for it. I'm like, I can't stop him. Just turn.
Yeah.
No, get his turn.
Yeah.
Just turn in the wagon, man. The car.
Yeah. Exactly. That's crazy, man. Yeah. I know this isn't really on topic, but I wrestled too whenever I was like in high school.
Okay.
I know that was just messing around wrestling, but yeah, I wrestled for like a year. I don't really like it though. But
yeah. You heard mine and Swish interview. We're going to talk about whatever comes up.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Nothing's off topic.
Definitely not.
Because I remember we talked about before that you can do Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, I can.
And so if you don't notice, I brought my guitar out here.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm going to play some Tennessee whiskey and let you sing it.
All right. Let's do it.
We'll do that at the end. Yeah. That's at the end.
Yeah. Let's wait on that for sure.
We're going to get your stuff now.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've been doing it since you said 15. Seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you get like into the clubs? Because I know it's probably hard nowadays.
Yeah,
to get in.
Yeah, definitely hard. Thankfully, we do know a few people, and also, I mean, Switch. How long have you been living in Atlanta? No, you'd say.
A good while, like 5 years.
Yeah, like 5-6 years. So I'm sure he knows a lot of people down there. Mm-hmm. And then myself, kind of been able to sneak in a little bit, get a few tracks playing. But yeah, it's been really cool.
Yep. So if guys, you'll hear Swish and Bex, right? Yeah. They came with Swish last time, and they came with you this time in Guapo. Eventually, yeah. That's in the studio. I want to have like a couch or something for you guys to sit on.
Kind of
lounge. Right now, you're going to hear them squeaking in these old chairs. They're sitting by the kerosene heater. I'll have it. Eventually, the idea is to have it central heated in air so that I can bring all my guitars out, and then it just stays one temperature the whole time.
Yeah, for sure, man. You got to get them warmed up over there. He got a blue jacket on him, a jean jacket.
It's cold. If it wasn't so windy and wet up there, I would say, okay, we'll still do it. You guys got to – that's a part of the Georgia songbird, just come out in the weather and sit there in the gazebo and freeze your ass off and talk about your music. How much dedication do you have?
Yeah, you know? We'll see. I just shivering and talk about your answers, right?
Right. I've done it. I told you guys before, the coldest night – I had a band up here when it was really cold. And with bands, I would always let them do their music first because they got to break everything down.
Yeah.
And it was like maybe 25 degrees outside. It was really cold. And then Aaron Richard came up with him and his wife, and it was like in the teens.
Oh,
and we're
man.
Literally sitting on our hands the whole time talking through the interview. And he tries to play guitar, and his hands are just cramping up. And it's like, oh, this is hard.
Dude, this is torture.
Right? Now, do you play any instruments?
Actually, not really. I call myself a piano player, but not really, because I don't know too much, so don't put me on the spot.
You let me
finish. Now, I kind of can make up some stuff, like whenever I like just in the studio messing around a little bit, but definitely don't know anything for sure. But
I can do like key sound C. Good. That's keeping key of C, I'm okay.
Cool, yeah.
But I said, I got a keyboard. Yeah, be careful. You're in the studio.
I know. Yeah, there's instruments everywhere. I got to watch out what I say, right?
All right. So tell everybody... like, who influences you get started for songwriting?
Yeah, for sure. I would say early on, I listened to a lot of old music, so I listened to a lot of rock, okay. Classical music. I couldn't name people, but I would be singing Rich Girl, my mom and my dad. This is kind of crazy, but not really crazy because it's normal, but they got a divorce when I was young, so they kind of dropped the ball. But I was singing Rich Girl by John and who is it? It's Oates, right?
Hall & Oates?
Yeah, Hall & Oates. Okay. I say, yeah. I was
thinking Gwen Stefani. Like, that's not old.
No, not that one. Yeah. But I was in the courtroom, and I remember I was young, like singing since I was a little kid, you know? Okay. Just music that I heard on the radio, music that I heard all around me, because my dad's more of a country listener. My mom's more of like the classical rock, like 97.1.
Okay.
And me, I just came out who I am. So, but for me in the game that I'm in, I listen to a lot of like the Kid Laroi. Polo G is definitely a dope artist. Justin Bieber, you know, he gets all the girls. So yeah. I got to listen to him, right? If he's trying to be that guy. So I've just been really just a compilation of everything I've heard my entire life just put together.
You know who surprises me the most is Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake's cool, man.
He is so talented.
Yeah.
I mean, most people think of him on the Punked episode. I'm sitting there bawling his eyes out because yeah. He got punked. And
dude,
like,
I remember that. That was funny, man. Punked was a great show.
Yep. But he did. I mean, he does. I've seen him do stuff with Stapleton. I've seen him do stuff on his own. And they did one video where it's like a one take and they nailed it.
Oh, man. I remember that. That was live. It was with him, Chris Stapleton, and someone else. I can't think of who it is. Might have been Gwen Stefani.
It was a video that they did like in an old, I think it was like an old jail, like an abandoned jail. And it was like a one tape kind of thing. And they just went through they had cameras set up everywhere so they could get the multiple, but it was just one take. They did it all in one round.
That's crazy.
I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah. No, I remember being young, like 13, 14, and whenever Suit and Tie came out, like the whole album, I was trying to slide in on whenever the beat dropped, where he's like, ah, then like, and he drops right there. I like, would slide into the kitchen trying to like catch that. It was just funny. But yeah, I know Justin Timberlake, he's a great artist, definitely a big influence too.
Now, I'm curious because like with most songwriters, like they either play an instrument so they kind of play to it, but you don't. What do you write your songs to?
So, I mean, sometimes I'll be laying in my bed and I'll kind of come up with stuff. But one thing for people that make music that kind of where they can't play the instruments themselves, like where someone else kind of helps express it, is YouTube. Great platform. Just to, like, find stuff to kind of write to and put your emotions onto. So that's kind of what I've been doing.
I did that, I think, the other day with a drum beat.
Really?
I was trying to remember the time. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like in a 5 for 5 songwriting thing. And like, I got to write a song.
Uh-huh.
And it's got to be like 95 beats per minute. That's what the whole set was. So, yeah. Like, okay, I'll find a drum beat and I'll play to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because certain drum beats will make, like, I got Easy Drummer set up on here.
Oh, really?
And there's certain beats that make you think of a different way.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you put a jazz beat on there, you're going to come out with different words than if you put, like, a straight rock beat onto it.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, no, definitely cool.
So, we're going to listen to your songs. Like, since you don't play, what we'll do is I'll play it here so we can hear it, and mm-hmm. then I'll just edit it in later and cut it.
Cool.
So that it's part of it.
Yeah.
And I heard something. It's the wind blowing against everything. So, what song do you want to listen to first?
I dropped an album in September called Brightside.
Okay.
It's really cool. I did one album earlier. It was called Dark Side, and it was kind of like the more things that are like inside of us that we don't want to put out into the world.
Okay.
But I felt like, you know, I wanted to kind of break some barriers with that. So kind of went with the sadder stuff first, but I made an album in September called Brightside, and it's more about like the uplifting things in life and just making sure you enjoy every single second, you know? So I would say Look At What You've Done. That's a good song.
Okay. That's actually the one I was listening to before you guys got here.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
I was letting my wife here and my kids. They like Juice WRLD and they like the food, the food people. I don't know them.
Oh, man, I love Juice WRLD for sure.
There's Juice WRLD and K-pop and all kind of some people. I don't know what their names are. Sugar Cane. I'm a Big Daddy Kane now. I love that stuff.
Maybe it means foster the people.
No, they got some of the weird names. Like Guapo Tank. Tell everybody why Guapo Tank.
Oh, man. So this is, people have asked me that so many times, but it's really funny. The reason why I came up with Guapo Tank, Tank was something that's kind of been embroidered into me since I was 5.
Okay.
I played football whenever I was over at Flowery Branch first. Then mm-hmm. I went to Tequila. I don't know if you're familiar with that area. But,
I am.
Okay. I played football there since I was young, and they called me Tank because I was a big guy and I was the biggest one back then, and I had to hit people hard. But I got the Guapo part because I was listening to all these rappers and they were talking about guap, talking about money, everything like that. So I was like, okay, Guapo, that's the same thing. Like, cool. In eighth grade, that was it. That was Guapo Tank. Then I went to ninth grade and I took Spanish. And okay. They were like, Guapo, you know Guapo means handsome, right? And I'm like, dude, my whole life has been a lie. Like, my name, my existence, everything, dude, it's been a lie. So, but I mean, it just sounded so good. It rolled so good off the tongue. And you know, I went with it, man.
It's a cool name.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate cool that.
So the song that we're about to hear, Look At What You've Done. Tell me a little bit about it.
So I actually recorded this one whenever I was over at the crib with one of my friends, Bambi. We make music with him a lot. We're actually on his album that he dropped, Heartbreak Curse, 3 times worse, I believe. Something like that. Hopefully I got that right. But we made this track while we were there, and I ended up kind of seeing like a different vision for it. So I put another verse on it.
Okay.
He's cool with it, thankfully. I love Bambi. Sorry, Bambi. But it sounds really good. And it was just a song about times where it feels like stuff is moving really fast, mm-hmm. and you just want to really make sure that you're channeling that moment, okay. and make sure, you know, making everything last each second, you know.
I like that. See, I like stories and songs. I know a lot of times people put up pop songs and they just do like the 1-4-5 and that's it.
Yeah,
you know, and then they'll put a little bit of story and it's repetitive.
Yeah, for sure.
And the movie that I just saw, like what was that? The Lady Gaga movie she did with Bradley Cooper.
Oh man, I didn't see that but I remember that coming out
with like it's on the tip of my tongue because it was a remake of a remake. Anyway, but the difference in the songwriting stuff was different. So, but I like hearing stories put in any type of music.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
For sure.
Well, let's listen to it. And that's called Look At What You've Done.
So love, so I'm letting go. It's getting old. We done turned this page and done went down this road. Now, now, now. You can let me loose, but baby, nothing left to lose now. Distant memories we chase, but they cannot erase what you did to me.
Very good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like that.
Yeah. No, yeah. Definitely a song that let me capture a lot of emotions that I just felt and a lot of things that I thought of and piece it out for the audience to hear. I definitely think that's a staple of my album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys, if you take a look at it, we were sitting there talking off air about the cover. First of all, who did the artwork?
Because it's really cool. Yeah. So it was this guy. Actually, we were going back and forth. I was actually down in Florida because I was selling pest control, which we'll talk about in a bit.
Okay.
But I was down there and I was really struggling trying to find a cover art that was reasonable because I like spending a lot on cover art, which probably isn't a good thing, you know, because I might get trapped. But I found this guy. His name is Fowey Design, okay. I believe on Instagram. And I sent him the photo that I took, and he made this beautiful background. And I feel like it was exactly what I was envisioning.
Okay.
I told him just something with a bunch of mountains and rain and flowers, just make it really uplifting and beautiful, you know, for people to see and put towards the music that was heard on the album.
Okay.
And he really captured it very well. And I just love it.
Hey, dude, you guys got to check it out. And I got to ask you, is that your real hair?
Yeah, that
okay,
is.
Because you got short hair now, and then now the thing's Jack Black.
Right now I got it in the bun, okay. I'm hiding it. Yeah, no, but I'll let it loose. It'll drop down pretty far, man. My hair's long.
I used to have long hair.
Really?
Long time. If you guys look behind you, we're talking about football. That's when I used to model and movies and stuff, and I actually had hair. Now it's gone.
You used to model in movies?
I did a couple of extra stuff. I did really? Remember the Titans. I was in the Passing Glory.
No way. That's cool. Remember the Titans was an amazing movie.
Yep. I got awesome. I remember doing it for one of the cops that were sitting there. And so
really?
I spent all day long for 10 seconds worth of shots. Oh my God.
That's hilarious. Yeah. My dad, I don't remember the name of the movie, so don't hate me, but it was a movie with Kevin Bacon back in the day in the 90s. Uh-huh. And he had these two Dobermen that he trained, had them really well trained, but they were actually in the movie. And I wish I knew the name of the movie so y'all could at least go watch it and know that I'm not lying to y'all, but yeah, no, it was really cool. He told me about that and I was like, but you were famous and you didn't even tell me
just do come on. What's that game? 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon and figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Norman Pinchers and Kevin Bacon.
something to do with crime, I'm sure. But yeah,
it's funny. You talk about pest control. We were talking off air cause I own a pest control company.
Yeah.
And then you were talking about your dad too. And
yeah.
You
yeah. Tell your story. Yeah. No, my dad, he owned a pest control company for 37 years, all service termite and pest control. Mm-hmm. I shout you out, Pops. But, for 37 years and he sold it recently to Massey. And I'm really happy for him about that. But I was actually down in Florida with my older brother on my mom's side.
Okay.
So not related to my dad, but just my mom. He's with a company called Greenhouse Environmental. And we were selling pest control. I was down there for the summer, just kind of trying to get extra bucks and put it towards some things. But it was really fun. We did a lot of crazy things. So.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, at the same time, you know, you're selling pest control. It's just really, really cool to learn about, being able to talk to people and relate with people in so many different things. Because you're talking to a new person every 5 minutes at least. So.
Yeah, when you're selling and when you're servicing, you're not seeing people every
day. Oh, yeah. Whenever you're servicing, you're down there, got the Jay-Z plan, just killing the bugs. But whenever a I mean, to kick the mic, but whenever you you're in the element and you're selling, it's just really cool to see how many different people there are in the world, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of weirdos too.
Well, you're in Florida. Yeah. There's like a Google game that you can do, like Florida, and pick a date, and it's like you find like weird stories.
Oh, dude, Florida. Yeah, the Florida man.
Yes. Oh, I'm telling you. And me and my wife talked about like going to Florida and getting a boat and staying on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're kind of weird.
Yeah, Florida's crazy, man. I don't know. That's how I feel about it too. I stayed in Tampa, so I was like in Brandon, Tampa area. I'm not sure if you're too familiar with that. It was really cool though. We had some people in Orlando, so I was able to take trips to Orlando and kind of visit it and see what it's like in the city.
Yeah.
And just kind of, it was really another cool thing because I graduated high school, and then right after I graduated, I was down to Florida and I was doing like a job. I was working.
Okay.
And it was just cool to see different things besides a classroom, I guess.
Right.
But yeah.
Well, there's so much. My wife went to Miami for the Army stuff. I took my oldest son, who's about to be 25. We went to the Everglades and we took a fan boat across the Everglades. That was so much fun.
Dude, I bet.
Loud. Cool. Fun.
Yeah.
Made me think of the water boy, right? As he
Oh, man. There. Yeah. You got to watch out for the gators, though.
Oh, yeah.
I only saw one while I was down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple.
Yeah, I was in the lake. I was selling. I was like, I stopped while I was talking to this lady. I was like, do you see that? You see that gator? She's like, yeah, they stay over there. I'm like, it's cool to me. I'm from Georgia. So it was something different. So it was cool, though. She laughed.
See, now I think
I sold her some pest control, too.
Bring the damn gator.
Yeah, I know.
Now you gotta watch out for the snakes. They get the pythons that they have.
I didn't see no pythons, thankfully. If I did, I would have screamed like a girl.
And doing pest control, going under people's houses, and that's the, you see the snake skin hanging. I was like, okay.
Oh, man.
I no, thank you. I had one of our wildlife guy went into an attic, and a mouse had run up his pants leg in the attic. I'm like, dude, I'd probably been butt-ass naked.
I would have been falling through the attic. Yeah. No, that's crazy, man. Yeah, I definitely remember all the times I was with my dad. I remember digging like the six or 12 inch trenches around like the base of the home, man, and doing all that. I realized then it was like it wasn't for me, you know. Unfortunately, but it my grandfather, he owned the company before my dad, so you know, it was just one of those things you want to give your child as an experience. So yeah. I understood it for sure.
Oh yeah, my oldest now, at least. Son. I made him dig the ditches for the termites.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't do the chemicals, but he could dig the ditches.
Yeah.
And then it got to the point, I paid him like $20 just to do it each time. And we were so busy, I was like, okay, I got to teach him some kind of valuable lesson here.
Yeah.
So you had to buy your lunch and your breakfast.
Bro, that is exactly what my dad did. That's crazy.
And it's I'll like buy dinner for work that week.
That's crazy. Yeah, no, I remember I was with him and he was like, I was with one of my dad's workers, Chris, and yeah, we were servicing this house and went to McDonald's, got like this cheap lunch, and he was like, all right, make $20, like here you go for the day, send you on your way, you know. But yeah, definitely whenever I was drilling the slabs and I was digging around the trenches, I realized I was like, I need to rap.
Probably a lot easier to rap, right?
Yeah, but no, it was good times though. It was definitely a lesson learned.
Yeah. So do you get to play out anywhere?
Play out anywhere?
Yeah.
I know we had a performance with Access Replay. It's a spot down in Atlanta.
Okay.
And we performed there for iHeartRadio. There it was put on by them. And we probably performed there like 3 or 4 times at least. I know 3 times with Swish. I performed an extra time because he actually had back surgery.
Oh.
But he's good now. He's up and moving. So, but yeah, it's been a really great experience. We performed there a couple times. We had a few other shows before that. A few house parties. And then in January, we're going to be performing with the company I was actually selling for. We have like a little private event, so
okay.
It's going to be cool. But the iHeartRadio and the Access Replay shows were amazing. It was just a really good experience. Do what?
The iHeart
show
is coming up.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, we do have an iHeart show coming up as well in like the turn of the year. So, okay. In 2022. Don't have dates yet, but definitely if you follow me on socials, at Guapotank everywhere, so y'all know. Y'all can find all that. And during the week of Christmas, actually, we're going to be playing on the radio, on iHeartRadio, 96.1.
Oh, wow.
Power 96.1.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's a big thing. It's actually my track on the album, Desperate Times, with Swish. So, okay. It's going to be great. I didn't realize, we were talking about that, how easy it was to be on the radio. Because we were sitting there, like, the day before, we were like, Bex made this little thing where we were going back and forth and, like, talking, kind of doing, like, a mock radio type interview.
Okay.
And then we got called by DJ Mike Keith from Power 96.1, and it was like 5 minutes, you know. And I was like, dude, I didn't realize how easy it was to do this, you know?
They build up the whole, I get it. We hear people like, oh, I'm so kind of nervous. I was like, why? I mean, hell, if you know me, please don't be nervous.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Yourself.
Right, because that's what it's all about. It's about music. You're talking about something you love. And that's why, like I said, why I set this up is, of course, we talk about your music. That's why you came here. You want to promote all that stuff.
Yeah.
But if I talk to everybody the same about the music, it's going to be the same over and over. Yeah. And it's going to be 30 minutes worth of conversation. Thank you for driving an hour to get here.
Yeah. All right. See you later. Yeah. You know?
But people, they get to, like, they're going to listen to music and they're going to like it, but they want to get to know you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's something that I learned whenever I was a developing artist, and I still am developing. Everyone's always developing as they go on and they grow, you know. But whenever I was like 16, 17, and there's this artist, XXXTentacion, I never forget, he did this podcast with No Jumper, which Adam 22, I don't know if you know him, he's kind of like in the rap scene. But he did this podcast, and it was just really cool to get to know the guy behind the scenes, because it made me love his music so much more because of the guy that he was, you know. I mean, he did a lot of bad things, but it was still cool to see and, like, know him, you know, I guess, a little bit.
I try not to tell those stories.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
See, like, I get to kind of lead the conversation. Yeah. Because if somebody starts asking me questions, I did when my mother was alive, she actually, she died this year, but last year she did a Mother's Day podcast.
Really?
I wanted to do that for her, because what do you get somebody when they're older, they have everything, you know, or they don't need anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, let's do something that I can always listen to, the grandkids.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. Yeah.
And so I put her on the podcast and she completely threw me under the bus. And now the kids can go back and listen to some
stuff. Oh, a whole lot of stories, huh?
Oh my God. Yeah. There's a lot. And it's a lot.
Oh man. Yeah. That's so funny. But I love that.
But back to what we were talking about with the music stuff is, if somebody knows you, cause it's hard to meet people. I know now with the COVID stuff, people are kind of weird about going out and doing all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you want to grow your fan base kind of organically. I mean, social media is going to help somewhat. Get your name out there. People listen, they may tune in, but it's kind of hit or miss.
Yeah.
I think that is with everybody.
For sure.
So the more they know about you, then they can relate to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and you started talking. I played football, you played football, pest control, had the same thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't called Tank. I had other nicknames. I was called Batman. I was called
Batman.
Flanders. And I was called
Flanders. How did that come about?
Flanders.
I hear about that. Yeah.
Yeah, because of Simpsons.
Slims.
It got to Slimson, the point Simpson, that my best friend, he called me Flanders. Well, people started thinking it was my last name, so I actually got nominated for like prom, but
no
they put it
way.
Under Flanders. I'm like, who the hell is Flanders? I'm like, that's not me.
Oh, that's messed up, man. Come on, that's funny though. I love that.
Nickname, and I give nicknames all the time. I love stuff like that.
Oh, dude, me too. Yeah, I mean, I got Guapo. People, that was one thing that was cool, is like everyone knew me from everything from football. Right. So, and I was always making music behind the scenes, but nobody knew about that until I really put it out there. So when I was 12, they were like, oh yeah, he's pretty good at rapping, but he also plays football and he's pretty good at that. So, you know, that's still Tank. But it was like, whenever I was really making that transition to make it something where it's professional, doing it like in a professional way. So whenever I started marketing myself as Guapo Tank, people were calling me Guap, they were calling me Guapo, they were calling me Tank, they were calling me everything. So it was just really cool to see that.
And when you're playing football at that age, you're really not supposed to be doing poems or music.
I
understand. Because they didn't know I wrote poems either.
So, oh, really?
Because I started when I was 15 writing poems, but you're playing football. I can't be telling guys I'm writing poems because I'm changing in the locker next to them. Like, what?
They're like,
what? Are you writing?
Poems?
What are you looking at?
are you writing about love over there? What are you doing, man? We're about to go play this team. We got to beat them, man.
Getting the right mindset.
Yeah.
So I completely understand.
Come on, man. Yeah, you got to let all the emotions go. That's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Well, let's hear another one of your songs. Which one are you going to do next?
Well, we talked about Desperate Times. It's going to be playing on the radio, 96.1, Power 96.1, on the week of Christmas. So I say play that one.
Desperate Times?
Desperate Times, yes, sir. On Brightside. Brightside.
Yeah, it's got it right here. So tell everybody the story behind it then.
Yeah. This one's more about like, I would say it's just about people that are behind the scenes that kind of just act like that they're just in disguise. They're like, they're people that are trying to take things away from you. Mm-hmm. Demons in disguise almost. I talk about that in the song. It's just about people behind the scenes that are trying to not do you well, do you harm, you know?
Yeah.
So stay away from those people.
Yeah. You're in a business where they're everywhere.
Yeah, for
they
sure.
Because definitely people snakes. Are so desperate to make it that they'll grab on anybody that tells them, oh, I can help you do this and I can help you do that. So it's great that you have a team behind you. And tell everybody again that's listening
about your team. This is my team, Progression Records, over here. I got Swish right here. And then my great manager, Bex. Wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. So I love it. Before we even play this, just so y'all hear my music, Swish mix and master is everything I do. So if y'all need anything that way, I'll send you to him. He's great. Yeah.
And he said in his room, don't do that. He does it for you. He's like, I'll do it for him.
But yeah, he does it for me, but no one else. But I'm sending y'all his way. So
because that's a lot to do it. We'll play a second. But now that you got me thinking about mastering, because just even doing when I edit this, it takes time to sit there and make sure.
For sure. Make sure nothing's peaking and right. Too low.
And then I can't imagine, like, okay, this is going to be a question for you quick, since you're here. Have you ever had, or maybe you've seen it too, have you ever been in a studio? There's a movie with Ryan Reynolds and what's her name? Anna Faris, where she's singing so god awful, but they make it. You don't have to say names. Have you ever been in a studio with somebody who just cannot flat out sing?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. 100%.
Session that day, and so I was
session that day.
Yeah, keep I going. Literally had a session that day that I had to run. So I got there, and me and Bex passed out when we got home, like literally just passed out drunk. Woke up to some dude like blowing up my phone, thinking I blew him off for the session and stuff, like for the $20 deposit I made him put down. And I was like, dude, what are you talking about? He's like, I had a session, blah blah blah. I'm like, turn around, come through. So I was so hungover, and I just, like, it was like 2 hours from when I stopped drinking. So, you know, if you're hungover already, it's going to be a bad one. Like, I had to go through that whole session, and they were so bad, bro, that I took off my headphones, and I didn't even listen to them record. Like, I was just like, luckily I could hear them good enough to just know when to stop and know when to run it back. And then when we got done with the first song, I was like, all right, I'm gonna let y'all listen to it. I turned it up as loud as I could, ran out of the room, and then just started throwing up everywhere. I made it through the session. So yeah, I've been with some bad artists.
Yeah, well, I could go that into detail, but yeah, definitely been a bunch of people, you know, they were just don't want to talk about, but yeah, no, not the greatest artist.
Well, rapping's got to be hard on the aspect because you're not really doing it to music. I mean, like with the guitar, I can kind of feel vibrations. I can hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
But like when you're rapping, you're hearing a beat that if you don't know much about music or theory or anything and you can't catch the key in your head, it's got to be hard.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, for me, thankfully, it's really been natural because I've just heard so much music and I've been able to follow cadence really well.
Okay.
I took guitar whenever I was in high school. Not good at it at all still. I wish I paid attention, though. It's just something that kind of came pretty easy to me, thankfully.
Okay.
I was able to write music pretty well. So, but yeah, some other people, not so much.
Well, let's listen to Desperate Times.
Let's do it.
I'm just trying to make it out alive, alive. Staring in the light without you, I've seen it in your eyes. Desperate times when I'm around you,
should buy me one. Keep it cool till the lights on. She wanna line me up, but I break her heart to the right song. Shorty so popular, she got no friends but the lights up. No common sense but a nice butt. She let me stand in here, staring in the light without you. I seen it in your eyes. Desperate times when I'm around you. A demon in disguise. Whoa. Times when I'm around you, a demon in disguise.
I like that.
Yeah, no, that one, I love that song, man. That has to be one of my, definitely probably my favorite feature I've ever had.
Okay.
For sure. So just because, like, the song already feels like it's like an up-tempo party type song, but whenever Switch comes in and, like, it kind of starts rapping fast, man. It sounds good. So,
is that considered a bridge for the like pop rap songs? Is that a bridge, or they?
I don't really know. I mean, I feel like, yeah, I would say kind of a little bit. Yeah, I mean, he kind of bridge is more like, I feel like it's more of like a drop down though. Like you kind of slow down the song and then bring it all together. But by him speeding up, I feel like it kind of brought together the track a little bit better for sure.
Because I was sitting there listening, and I thought about this before too on other songs, is it seems like with most music, yeah, they'll do like a bridge. Like with country music, definitely it slows down.
Yeah.
And then it goes back into regular tempo. With rock, it's kind of more of like they just put a guitar solo or something in
there. Yeah, there you go.
And then with pop, it seems like what they do is they always take, if it's just like a pop singer, they'll rap, and it seems like that's their bridge, and it flips it a little bit, but yeah. I think it's cool how they do
it. Oh, no, yeah, it's definitely, I feel like that does happen a lot, honestly, now that I think about it. Like, in pop and rap genres especially, like, the bridges are kind of sped up sometimes, but it is cool whenever they slow down, too. It's just, that's what I like about it, though, I feel like, is it's just so broad. You can do whatever you want in the genre, you know? You can throw in the piano if you want it. You can throw in the guitar. You can throw in the electric guitar, any type of instrument, really. Right. I mean, Juice WRLD dropped an album, and it has some banjo, I'm pretty sure, or something like that. It definitely sounds like some country guitar, but, I mean, it's just crazy. It's cool, though. I love it.
See, and I like weird instrumentations anyway.
Yeah.
I've always been told, my producer tells me I like musical Tourette, because I'll put, like, weird shit in there all the time.
Yeah.
I'll put, like, French horn, or, like, me and a buddy, we were talking, my bassist, he wants to do a song with a xylophone solo.
Oh, dude, like, that's really awesome.
And then I actually heard a song with his xylophone. I was like, okay.
It'd be pretty cool. Yeah, that's one thing that, like, my dad, not much of a singer. He never really did too much, but he can sing. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't showed it to me yet, but that's what he claims. He claims he can sing. So I got it from somewhere. Maybe it's him. But he did talk. He always talks about whenever he's listened to a song, he likes to pick up on those background things more than the lyrics sometimes, just because, like, they're so, like, small and you can't really hear them, but whenever you do pick up on them, you hear them every single time.
Oh yeah,
it's just a new element to the track, so definitely cool. And then I would say I got some of that because I have a bunch of songs that have just weird stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Like, this sounds totally different from what you just heard, like Kanye West, because Kanye West has done that his entire career.
Yeah,
he's had a crazy career. So yeah, I mean, like 808s and Heartbreaks definitely changed the sound, I feel like, a lot. And then whenever you drop My Dark, Beautiful, Twisted Fantasy, I hope I didn't get that wrong. If I did, people are going
to
beat me up.
I don't think Kanye listens to me, but that's okay. Yeah. If he does, Kanye, well, come on the show.
Dude, if Kanye hops on the show, man, you have to invite me. But, definitely a lot of influence. Leave
if I have Kanye. I know she
would. Yeah, Kanye's crazy, dude.
So what's the weirdest, now that you said that, what's the weirdest sound or instrumentation you're putting in your music?
Man, I would have to say, there is this plugin that's on like Pro Tools called Little Alter Boy. It's a cool one. It's like where it changes the effect of your voice. So you can change like the format and the pitch tonality of your voice. Okay. So you can make it really, really low or really, really high. And sometimes I like incorporating that into the beats that I find.
Okay.
So it'll kind of just add a little extra element for people like my dad, like picking up on small things like that. So it's cool though.
Yeah, GarageBand has a feature like that you can go in like a pitch modulation.
Yeah, pitch modulation. That's lower. Pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Yep. And then I've got one of those, I don't know what I've done with it. It's I bought like a box that's like a vocal box that has, we'll do like harmonies and choruses and stuff.
Oh, that's cool, like a vocoder.
Kind of. Like I did it for the band so that like when we're singing, we can do like choruses because harmony-wise, I love harmonies. I just, for the life of me, can't do them.
Yeah.
I can't. I mean, when I sing, I've got a growly voice. You can't really harmonize that.
Yeah. So. No, that's one thing. That's funny you say that because that was something that I kind of had to learn as I kept making music is because I'll put like one vocal track on there and then I'll be like, I need to add more to this, but I don't know what it is. Sometimes I would go behind it and I would kind of stack it, like sing the same thing over and over again on this like same cadence that I had before. But I started to learn that a lot of these artists that add like harmonizing to their vocals just sound so much better and it's more appealing to me at least. Yeah. So I noticed like adding like really low vocals to a song is really good. And then adding really high vocals and finding like a happy medium is great. So it's crazy how much you can do with like music nowadays.
So yeah, like here you see there's like two tracks. Like yeah. When you do a song, how many tracks on average are on yours?
At least six, I would have to say. At least six vocal tracks on like a hook. Like, yeah, it would be like two or three stacks of the same thing. Mm-hmm. And then like maybe one or two vocal takes of like something where it's like specific. Like okay. If I'm saying something where I go high up on, I'll sing it again just so it like points that part out in the song. And then I'll do like a really low one. I'll talk like this for like the whole time. And then, yeah, I'll just keep adding to it until I feel like it sounds cool, you know?
I do that with guitars.
Yeah.
I would layer guitars.
Oh, man. I wish I knew how to play guitar. I need to sit myself down and learn that and piano because those instruments are just so, there's so many different things you can do and they're so unique, you know? It's just really awesome.
But I mean, people write, like I said, we were talking about, hey, you write, like you can write to a beat or you can just write to like a melody in your head.
Yeah.
And to me, that's amazing because melodies are always hard for me. Like, really? Like when I pick up a guitar and I play it, I let the guitar tell me where I want to go.
That's funny.
Sometimes I'll have like an idea in my head and I'll write it down. Like, okay, this is what I want to write about. Yeah. Other times it's like, I want to get out of that writer's block and I want to write something. So I'll just start picking on the guitar and I'll lead it to a story that way.
Yeah.
Now, how do you do that with yours?
I mean, honestly, like, there's a lot of times, it sounds crazy, but I'll never even hear a beat, and I'll kind of be able to catch a vibe to it after I hear it, like, a couple, I guess, 8 bars into it. I think that's what it is, 8 bars or something like that. Oh, man, I hope y'all don't roast me, because obviously I do music, but I don't know too much about it if I don't know 8 bars.
You find a lot of people that way.
Yeah, I got a lot to learn, though, but we'll get there. But, yeah, like, I'll hear, like, two of the 8 bars before, like, the beat drops, and I'll already be able to create a melody. Like, really, like, freestyle pretty much. Like, just words that pop into my head. But I'll be able to make it where it goes with the beat. And it's just, people act like they're amazed when they hear that. But it's like, I just do it, you know? Like, there's nothing really to it. I just kind of go for it and do it. But I feel like, making hooks or melodies, like, the main part of the song is probably the easiest part for me.
Okay.
Making, like, the verse where I have to go into detail about what I was talking about before is the harder part.
Damn flip. So, I'm the other way.
Man, I wish.
I wish I could do the damn hook because that's what funny. They remember. They don't remember the word or the story. They remember the hook of the song.
Yeah.
Like Hotel California, you can sing the hook. You know, you know the words into it. No. Same like Stairway to Heaven.
You know the hook. I know Hotel California hook. I don't know the words into it. So I guess you're on to something right there.
Like with Prince, sure. When Doves Cry. I love that song. Can you... It took, because I play it out live, I actually play that one, but I had to change it because I'll never be able to sing like Prince. I'll never be able to play like Prince.
Yeah,
so I had to change it my way, and I learned the song, so I just slowed it down. But it's like, there's some weird lyrics in his songs. I'm like, it's amazing to listen to that stuff, how they have it. And it always amazes me, and I always ask every songwriter, that's one question I always ask, is you... I like to hear how they do it because everybody does it the same and everybody does it different.
Yeah.
And it amazes me and it's just something that it baffles my mind to listen. Like, I write a lot of songs. You write a lot of songs?
Yeah, for sure.
And since you don't play, you got to remember all the words. I have a hard time remembering the words. Do you forget your words,
dude? Me too. Okay. Dude, that's actually something funny because whenever Swish is sometimes recording me in the studio and it'll be something where I'm wanting to stack, but I'll just keep forgetting the words, probably especially whenever we hit the joint. But but yeah, I'll keep forgetting the words, and it's like, dang, like he'll just look at me like, bro, come on. Like, just remember the words, bro. Like, you've already sang it once or two times. Like, come on, man, get your element. But it's funny. I don't know why that happens, though. It's just something weird.
Maybe
something's not clicking for me.
I know with me, it's because when I had to play guitar, I'm thinking where I'm going with the music.
Probably,
and I can't think. And it's hard for me to do them more one thing at a time. So I'm like, okay, I'm playing. where am I going? And I've been lost in songs plenty of times. So I was like, okay, let's do solos and I'll just forget about it.
Yeah.
I always wondered that because I meant to ask Swish. I don't know if I asked you that or not, but as many songs you rap and as fast as you rap, how do you remember the words?
Yeah. I mean, just, I guess throughout the duration of recording, I mean, I'll eventually pick up on it. And then I listen to my songs so much, it's probably like crazy. I mean, I'll sit in the car after I make something and I'll probably replay that song 20 times. And I'll already be tired of it by the time I'm done listening to it and I'm out of the car, you know?
See, that brings up a good question, too. I was going to ask, because, I mean, when you hear yourself back, do you like listening to yourself sing?
I do. Yeah, I do. I catch myself a lot whenever I'm like, especially whenever I make a fresh track and it's like, wow, I just now finished this song. Like, I got to hear it in the car. I got to give it the car test. So whenever I go and I just do things like around the city or if I'm going to go visit family or just hitting up friends, things like that, I'll be bumping my music. And most of the time, they'll be wanting to hear it, too. So kind of get best of both worlds, I guess.
That's good. Yeah, because I know a lot of songwriters. I always meant to ask that. You're the first one I've actually asked, and I mean to ask it every time. But like I said, when we get talking about stuff, I'm going to go off on a tangent.
Well, yeah.
And I'll eventually get back to music. But
for sure.
I'm thinking so far ahead in many different directions. Like, okay, let's go here and here and here. And I forget to go back to that. I'm glad you said that.
That's funny.
So we got a couple more things. Now, we're going to do Tennessee Whiskey.
I'm ready,
after
man.
Your third song.
Yeah, I finally got prepared. I got warmed up a little bit. So,
but since Swish did a freestyle too, and you just mentioned freestyle, we're going to get one of those in as
let's
well
do
too.
It.
But let's get your music before we start having a little fun off of your music. Let's just another one of your songs. What's the last song you want us to play?
Swish, you want to pick it? Have fun.
You may want to choose your managers.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's do that. Let's do Miracle. That's all a good right. one.
Now, tell the story behind it.
Honestly, not really a story behind it. I remember me and Swish just locked in the studio, and I heard this beat, and it just sounded like it. I could hear myself humming on it for sure, and the guitar was just like a good wake-up guitar. I don't know if you know what I mean by that, but like just it's the first thing like I'm hearing in this song, and it's just kind of wake me up to the beat, and I could just hear myself humming on it at least, and then after I hummed on it, I was like, oh, this is a miracle. Like, it sounds stupid, but it kind of really went with the song, and I just kind of started adding on to that. So, but it's a cool track.
It's funny. Music will make you do that. I did that with my cousin. We were outside, and he was high, and I wasn't, but I was. I must have got contact.
Yeah.
And I ended up writing a song called Cotton Candy Weed, and for today, I don't remember it. He remembers it.
Oh, man,
sure
dude. Do you have it recorded? I got to hear that.
Oh, man. I'm sure it's on somebody's phone, but I couldn't tell you where.
Oh, man. And unfortunately.
That one, and there was a song I did called Pretty in the Dark.
Oh.
I actually redid Pretty in the Dark and made it an actual song, but the whole story was, it was that same night. It was,
that's so funny.
It's not a nice story.
That's hilarious.
But let's listen to your song, Miracle.
Let's do it.
Can you expect an album this year? Oh, this is a miracle. Splash my face with holy water, it's spiritual. Oh, look at myself in the mirror though. I know one day the skies will be clearer though. The circumstances, yeah, I'm seeing 3-0 POV. But you were my PYT. Now our stories make believe. All our messages deleted, I know. It's rough, but you play the cards you dealt. I'm sorry, this Bacardi got me talking to myself. I'm a mess and my life's a wreck. Blame it on myself, baby, I'm upset. Oh, this is a miracle. Splash my face with holy water, it's spiritual. Oh, look at myself in the mirror though. I know one day the skies will be clearer though. Cause I didn't know. Every little thing that you need, baby, blame it on me. Cause I didn't know. I would make it harder to breathe, baby. Hop on the freeway, just let it go. With those
this lonely road. Tryna make it back home. But mama, don't you worry, in my mind is where I roam. It's gonna be okay, it's gonna be alright. Oh, this is a miracle. Splash my face with holy water, it's spiritual. Oh, look at myself in the mirror though. I know one day the skies will be clearer though.
I like how you rhyme spiritual and mirror, though. That's yeah. just a cool rhyme.
Appreciate that. I appreciate that. Yeah. Spiritual, miracle, mirror, though. Clear, though. Yeah. Definitely a lot of crazy rhymes I've been trying to throw in there and mix it up, you know?
See, that's one thing I've always found, like, with pop and rap. It's when they do the song, it is very poetic.
Yeah.
It is very poetic. And to hear how certain words get rhymed, it's so cool.
Yeah.
My son did he's 12, but when he was, like, 10, he was like a talent show.
And oh, really?
So he wrote his own song.
That's cool.
And he rhymed Jesus with reason. And I was like, it just hit. I was like, I never thought of that.
Man, that's a good rhyme right there.
And
yeah.
he's like, 10. I was like, damn. I was like, why couldn't I think of that when I was 10 years old? I've been doing this for a long time. And that that's never hilarious. Crossed my mind. And so when I hear other people's songs that throw words in that just I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's really cool.
Man, we might be working together in like a couple years.
Yeah. He likes that kind of music. He does cool. sing that stuff. He goes like Post Malone and
that's awesome. Yeah,
Juice
Post Malone's awesome. Yep.
And Jelly Roll, is that a guy?
Yeah. I heard of Jelly Roll.
He did a song with Viking Barbie. They did a Creep. They did a version of Creep. And it was so good.
By Radiohead?
By Radiohead. Yeah. They did it, and it was so good. And I listened to him singing. He's got like, such a great voice.
Yeah, I'll have to listen to that because that's a good song. Yeah. Definitely.
And then it was, who's that other guy? Teddy Swims.
Okay. I don't think I've heard of him.
He's got another one of those good voices that,
really?
That fits in the style. I mean, he doesn't rap or anything, but mm-hmm. with the music and the style like that you got, it kind of fits in that
yeah.
genre. So I think it's cool.
That's cool, man.
So we're about to get into the extra parts of the interview.
Let's go.
So before we do all that, tell everybody where they can find you and all your links.
So you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, pretty much anywhere all over the internet at Guapo Tank. I have a page on Facebook, Guapo Tank Music. And then on Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, whatever platform y'all listen to for music, you can just look up Guapo, G-U-A-P-O, space Tank, and you can find me there. So, yeah. Definitely hit me up, especially if there's any producers or artists here. I'm always willing to work. So
okay,
yeah.
And you got something with iHeartRadio, right?
Yeah. So the week of iHeartRadio, or no, sorry, the week of Christmas, we're gonna be playing on iHeartRadio Power 96.1.
Okay.
Don't have the day or the time yet, do we?
It's okay. It won't be out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be out.
If you send
out
it
by
to
then,
me,
yeah.
I can post it on the
okay.
the page for you.
Cool. Okay. Cool. Yeah, so we'll get back to you on that. But yeah, y'all definitely, if as long as you're tuned in with me on all the socials and everything, you'll be up to date. So
okay,
perfect. Yeah.
So now we're gonna get into the extra stuff. Like he ratted you out last time, and you're gonna have to do some Tennessee whiskey.
I know. Yeah.
So we can do that first if you want.
It don't matter.
We can drop
to me.
The beat first.
Yeah. You can drop a beat if you want.
Okay. We'll drop the beat first.
Put me on the spot first,
and then we will do it. So I probably should pull it up while you were talking, but I was
no,
listening.
You're good. Fair warning. I am loud. I sing loud. So.
That's fine. Just pull yourself back.
Gotcha. Sounds good.
I am loud.
Always rather give the warning.
Let's get the, there we go. I was trying to think, what did I do for him? I won't give you the same one if I can help it. I can't remember which one I did. All right, here we go. I'm going to put this one up against there.
Cool.
So get all the commercials out of the way first. Quick.
Yeah,
that.
That's a good one right here.
There you go.
That's always a running joke in the studio. Na 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 na. I'm in a Rory, gotta go fast. Never gonna miss the haters. And I'm going, gotta blast off like I see the greatest. Oh Lord, oh, 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 oh. I'm a bit bold.
So I gotta go up, and you know I cannot ever make it. But I'm blow up like I'm smoking gas, exotic vapors. Oh Lord, I'm in control of everything I do. Yeah. Now I'm sitting in the fucking studio, I don't know what to say. Hey, I ain't trying to really cuz, but you know I'm trying to blow on a day. Hey, hold on, last time that he freestyle, switches talking shit, so you know where the hell I gotta go say next. Switch sucks, hey. Switch sucks, hey. No, I'm playing, I love y'all.
You can always tell.
I had to bring it back. I had to bring it back, though, right?
Now, you guys can't see it, but you can tell. He gets that panic, and I'm like, okay, where am I going?
Yeah, no, sometimes I do not know where I'm going. Right there, y'all, if there was a video on me, you would have seen it in my face. So, but no, Switch doesn't suck. Switch makes great music. I love you, man. But he did say that last time, so I had to say something.
Oh yeah, my cousin, I understand. Me and my cousin wrestled and threw each other around. And
yeah, I ran into a wall because my brother was talking some mess to me one time, and I got a concussion from it. So I get it, dude.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm gonna play Tennessee Whiskey. You gonna? You
yeah, good? Let's do it. Yeah, let's try to step back.
Used to spend my nights out in a barroom. Liquor was the only love I've known, yeah. So you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth, yeah, Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And I stay strong on your love all the time. Yeah.
Good job.
Man, that was great.
That's the party trick.
Yeah, for real, dude, since I was 16.
Everybody gets the warm, like, I can't go that high. I don't even try to go that high.
Yeah, thankfully, I got it all natural. I never had to go to school, but I definitely want to take some classes for some, you know, just vocal kind of touch-ups, things like that. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
So that's now, we talk about rap. I don't know if I asked Swishes or not. Do you do covers or anybody? Do you ever do covers?
Yeah, actually, on TikTok, I've been trying to do that a lot recently. It's just covers of, like, old songs. I want to try to touch more, like, different genres.
Okay.
That's kind of been an issue, as I've been sticking to, like, pop or, like, rap or just things like that. But I definitely want to reach out. I should do, like, some more country covers or something, you know, man?
Yep.
Like, some bluegrass even. Hey, I don't know too much bluegrass, so I want to get on a topic, but maybe, you know? Eventually.
Off topic. We ain't been on topic this whole time.
Never, but hopefully it's enjoyable at least, right?
Yep. Now, we talked about that. I'm curious because YouTube is like such a dark hole you can get sucked in, and even with TikTok too.
Yeah, diverse.
Where do you find the best social media that you kind of outlet for yourself that gives you the most, not really response or followers or stuff like that? Which one do you seem works the best for you?
Well, I definitely think, like, algorithm wise, TikTok is great just because you can post something and you could have people from Sweden listening to what you're singing or Australia. I mean, crazy places you would never, you know, think you could touch, but you really can. And it's just the power of social media, really. And there's another app that actually recently came out that we've actually got pretty early access to on the beta, but finally released, like, I believe a week ago, called Fuego. And it's a really dope platform. I know you'll love it for sure because it's built from, like, independent artist standpoint.
Okay.
So people that don't really have the push that they're wanting, but they can upload their tracks to this platform and other people can listen to them, like them, find people to collaborate with, producers. It's just a great thing.
Kind of like MySpace was back in the day.
Yeah, but Fuego is really cool. You can post like the cover of the song to it, and then the song It's like a 15-second snippet that you get before you even listen to a song. So if you don't like it after 15 seconds, you can swipe down and find a whole new person.
Yeah.
So it's built kind of like TikTok, where you can swipe up and down on things, but it's for artists instead. It's really cool, though, man. You should definitely check it out.
What is that? What is that? What's that, Tinder? What is that where they swipe left?
Oh,
it's
Tinder.
Like a, it's like a date site for musicians. Yeah. Nope.
This guy's not cool enough. Nope. Bad rhymes.
See, but for real, though. That, to me, 15 seconds of a song sometimes isn't enough.
I agree, too. That's why the greatest thing about the app is there's a part where you can switch it at the top, where you can either hear the entire song or you can only hear the 15 seconds.
Okay.
It's just, you know, designed to whatever you're better at, like attention time, like me. Mm-hmm. I don't got a lot of attention, so I got to hear the 15 second, you know, click slides. But, you know, there's a lot of people that go on there, and like me, I found a lot of cool artists on there that I've been trying to want to reach out to. Just because you can hear the whole thing.
It does show what, like, if somebody's, like, listening to, like, a producer, somebody's listening to your music, or, like, a AR rep or somebody that wants to hear it.
Yeah.
That they're not going to listen for long. So, if, I guess, 15 seconds in that kind of gives them an idea they're either going to like it or not.
Yeah.
So, it teaches the artist to don't drag it out.
For
it's not like the old days where, like, the rock and roll, they do minute solos, you know, before.
Yeah.
How long before Stairway to Heaven actually started, or Pink Floyd, how long their music was. For purposes now, if you're trying to get heard, I guess it makes more sense just to do that, because you want to get into that 15 seconds. One, what's the music sound like?
Yeah.
What does the singer sound like?
Yeah.
Is it catching my ear? Do I really want to listen past that? Because if they come in and they sound horrible, or the mix is bad, and they're gonna
100% swipe past. You don't wanna listen to that. Yeah. No. So that's one thing, like, about our generation, is like, we just have a really fat, like, we don't have a long attention span. So, like, having these 15-second apps, like, I feel like it hurts us, but at the same time, it does help. Because if you are, you know, just trying to swipe through and figure some stuff out and just trying to find people, it's cool.
Yeah. Because that 15 seconds later, when you get put on, like, a YouTube video or a TV show, like, oh, I came here because of this song. And
yeah.
Now, have you pitched your music before to, like, any TV shows, movies, stuff like that?
We definitely have in the past. I probably can't go into too much detail on that, but I know they're always working behind the scenes and just doing so much stuff. What are some, like, spots that we hit up?
There's been several, like, not like one offs, more so like an app that's made specifically for that.
Okay.
So, like, you submit your music and then you can apply to, like, different opportunities that might work for his song.
Yeah.
Is it like Submit Hub?
Kinda, yeah.
Okay, or was there a song? There's one for Song Trader. I mean, there's a lot of them out there.
Soundplate, too.
Okay.
It's cool. It's just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it's not as popular as it used to be.
It's not as personal.
Yeah, it's not as personal. Like, they'll throw it on and they'll have, like, really good playlists, but most of the playlists on there are just bots. So it's like.
Sometimes it's not, like, genuine interactions.
Which is, in the music industry, it's hard to figure out. I mean, it's already hard to get heard and listen to anyway, or get somebody that's going to be decent and not lie their ass off or steal all your money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of... So that gives me a question then. Give advice to somebody who is maybe starting out, or some good steps for them to follow.
Oh, man. First, I would say definitely try to reach down and find your sound. Find something that don't get comfortable, but at the same time, don't branch out too much where you can't, like, box in and, like, create something. Second, I would 100% say is find people that have the same drive and the same hunger and the same passion as you, and go in with them and, you know, and create something, you know? Like, have people around you, have a foundation where you can come together and really push, you know? And then other than that, man, just work hard. Work hard. That would be my kind of, like, three things I would say for anyone that's trying to do this. So, but you can do it.
Nice. I like that. So we'll ask you one more question. Two more questions, because
for sure.
Always do. But one of them, well, we already did hit talent because you kind of sang. We knew you could do Tennessee Whiskey. So we got that before. Where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years?
Only spot I can see myself is up there, up at the top. I want to be on Billboard's top 100. I want to be performing at the Grammys. I want to be holding a Grammy, and I want to be with my team. I want to be with the people that I've started this thing with. So, but other than that, man, like, I just want to keep working, you know? I never want to give this thing up, music, you know, because I love it too much. So if there's anything. And I've caught myself sometimes slipping up on that, you know, because sometimes whenever you're working really hard, it gets lost, you know, there's just so much going on. But yeah, just, you know, just try to stay focused, man. I see myself up there. Hopefully I'm there.
Well, tell everybody one more time where they can find you.
You can find me on pretty much any platform, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, everything at Guapotank, GUAPOTANK. And then on all streaming platforms, whatever you listen to, you can find me at Guapo, same way it's spelled, GUAPO, space, tank. That's me.
This is Georgia Songbirds, and that's Guapo Tank.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming, Guapo.
Thank you.